Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. How are you all doing? Come on in. Let's talk Eurovision. On the show today, a little Eurovision gig every week. The compact disc is alive, and why we're in this together. Yeah, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Ewan Spence here with another Insight News podcast for the week. Still not quite ready to punch up at the high energy opening on the Hello Internet there, but there we go. Look, it's been a tough week for us all. The world has quite clearly changed, much more visibly this week than in previous weeks, but make no doubt about it. You know, when we reach the other side of this crisis, the world is going to stay changed. So it's a real turbulent time just now. But what I've loved this week is watching the Eurovision community. You know, we had, let's face it, an emotional hammer last week with the cancellation of the Eurovision Song Contest, which for many of us was a fixed point. I mean, for me, it's one of the things that I build my year around, both in terms of social calendar, in terms of work, in terms of travel and when I need to buy travel insurance. And that fixed point is kind of gone. But in the week since then, the community's kind of come together. You know, there's been a huge outpouring of creative ideas. There's been more memes. There's, like, you've all been supporting each other. And, you know, from the very simple single line on Facebook, what was your favourite song from 1968? I mean, 1968 is probably just me. Everybody else has been for something a little bit more recent. But the point still stands. From those one-liners and Facebook and discussions coming out, then polls coming through, live quizzes with your OGAE president streaming as the quizmaster coming through, right up to Rob Holley's organisation of the mass rewatching of Malmo 2013 with the hashtag Eurovision again, which got up to number 4 in the trending hashtags in the United Kingdom. And I'd love to tell you what was at number 5, but it's too rude for this podcast. But nevertheless, we're better than that pleasure. It was just to see all the love, to see all the connections, to see the community. You should all give yourselves a pat on the back right now because you were all fabulous. You are all fabulous. And I have a feeling that that fabulousness is going to continue and grow over the coming weeks as we get towards what was our fixed point on May the 16th. Don't stop. Please don't stop, okay? Lockdown around the world is a necessity. If it's not come to your country yet, it is coming. And while it might be a novelty to start with, it is going to get harder, especially as we don't have a definitive date on the calendar when it's going to end. Lots of people talking about, you know, get out for your once a day walk, keep your physical health up. But it's important for you to think about your emotional and mental health as well. And that's where Eurovision can help. If there's one thing that the song contest as a whole can do for all of us, it's to be our release valve. Look, be it your own creative effort. You know, a little caption drawn on a picture, then posted up onto Twitter or any of the other social networks. Joining in with the other little memes and discussions and what was your favourite song and what was the best prop or what's the best way to put together a Lego stage? What graphics do you think I should use? Try out new ideas. Look at those hashtags, reply to them. Let the Eurovision Song Contest over the next weeks and months create as many little moments of joy for you, and we will get through this together. Apologies for the incoming cliche, but with Eurovision, it's the friends we've made along the way. So in the quiet moments, and we're all going to have quiet moments, those people that you did meet along the way, that you maybe haven't spoken to for a while, that you were hoping to see again in the press centre or in the Euro Village or just at your annual street party to celebrate the song contest, send them over a text. Say hi on Messenger. Remember Joe and Jake. You're not alone. We're in this together. So So let's start at the top. And what I called last week the Eurovision Showcase. The EBU announced last week it was exploring alternative programming to the live contest on May the 16th to unite and entertain audiences around Europe in the difficult times. No further details as yet, so I'd love to think those plans are still ongoing. But it is notable that some broadcasters have already announced alternative programming for that night, and in many cases, the nights before as well. So a number of EBU members have decided that they prefer something in-house and tailored towards their specific audiences. But in terms of being able to see content and live music, the team over at Eurovision.tv have put together the Eurovision Home Concert Series. It's a series that will see a number of past Eurovision performers and some of the 2020 cast putting on the titular home concert, which will involve them taking requests, playing songs, streaming out from the living rooms. First gig is going to be next Friday, April the 3rd, and Ireland's Rhino Shocknessy is up there just now. There's a poll running on Twitter right now. If you quit, you can just get onto it at twitter.com/Eurovision for some of the songs that he's going to be singing. And broadcast details you will find at the official website, Eurovision.tv. Now, look, I know Rotterdam 2020 is no longer with us, but we still have new music for the 2020 contest. Anna Sokla's Voda. We saw a 30-second clip of that come out last week of the revamp. Now is a full release. The lyric video with the version of Voda that would have went to the Ahoy is on Anna's own YouTube page just now. Speaking of music and releasing, the official CD now has a release date. It's May the 8th. That'll be the physical version. We're going to wait to see if it comes out digitally as well. It was briefly removed from the official store last week, but is back up now for pre-ordering. And quite right too. After all, we are a fastidious fandom, and a missing year on the CD shelf would have been so awkward that we would have all had to make up our own CD covers and burn some CDs just to take up that space. So, Universal, EBU, and everybody else involved with that decision, thank you very much. And so, song-wise, we can look forward to Rotterdam 2021, even though that feels like it still should have the audio equivalent of a small asterisk above it. We have 10 acts confirmed, i.e. 10 acts that have been invited to go to 2021 who were due to go in 2020. This week, Victoria for Bulgaria and Eden Alain for Israel joined the list of already invited back performers. Effendi for Azerbaijan, Hoover Fornik for Belgium, Tornike for Georgia, Stefania for Greece, Yanyu for the Netherlands, Blas Canto for Spain, Jons Tears for Switzerland, and Goa for Ukraine. Okay, country by country news. I was expecting, as we said before, this section to be full of previews and concerts and news about rehearsals and stage inclusions and such like, but no. That said, we still have some news to run down through as well. We'll start in Austria. They've announced that they're going to have the Eurovision Song Contest video edition in May. There are going to be two shows on the semi-final dates and a final on the Saturday in May. A jury is going to be ranking all 41 songs through the semi-final dates. Those will be announced in the grand final. And then the top three of that will create a super final and will be voted on by the public to find Austria's winner of this year's song contest. Finland, they're looking ahead to 2021 as well. UMK is going to be an open selection. Submissions are going to be open shortly. And while Axel has been invited to submit a song, Wiley have not given this year's performer a direct ticket through to the final. Music is going to change over the next year, as will also be the artist. So Finland looking for the best song when it comes to the time. Germany, NDR's ESC Songcheck, a preview show with a jury that ranks the songs. That's still going to be broadcast this year, but it's going to be broadcast in the week where Eurovision would have been. Exact details on transmission and the songs and how it's going to split up are still to be confirmed, but it's still going out. Iceland. Jordi Freyr confirmed he won't return to Songvakeppnin next year, as he's already won it. In his words, you know, he's won it once, and if he entered again, he worries that people would just vote for him because he's the guy who didn't get to go, rather than on the performance and the song. But he has left the door open if RUV want to invite him to be an entirely selected artist, possibly maybe with a song slipping through Songvakeppnin, if RUV want him and his band to go to Eurovision 2021. In the meantime, he has posted a mean cover of Fuego. You'll find that on Twitter, and that puts him in the good books of Eurovision fans for ever. Latvia have announced that there's no decision on what Latvia's Eurovision 2021 plans are going to be until the consequences of the coronavirus and the impact and the fallout have been through. They're concentrating on other things. Decisions about the song contest will happen at a later date. The Netherlands, Avro Tros has announced their Eurovision programming of the week of the contest that never was. They're going to replay Eurovision 1975, the last time they won Bar 1, on May the 9th. Commentator Cornel Maas is airing a Eurovision documentary on May the 12th. And on May the 16th, two shows going out. The Eurovision Talksoul special is going to be there, as is a replay of the documentary show that they did on Eurovision 2019. Norway, MGP is going to go ahead as planned next year. That selects not only Eurovision, but as a public broadcaster, NRK pointed out that it's also a showcase for Norwegian music, and that's something public broadcasters always consider. Ulrika was offered a wild card to go to the final, but she has declined that. Instead, she's going to perform at the final with a traditional winner's reprise and another new record. Over in Spain, RTV are in the middle of conducting an online poll to find their winner of the Eurovision Song Contest. They're voting on each semi-final, and then they get brought together and the big five and host come in to get the 26, and the voting resets and goes again. So we can find the Spanish winner. You'll find voting details over the RTVE homepage. I suspect Blas Cantu is going to do very well in that poll. And here in the United Kingdom, the BBC have announced that as part of their Helping the Nation to get through the lockdown package of programmes, they will be doing a special show called Eurovision Come Together on Saturday, May the 16th. Hosted by Graham Norton, is going to promise interviews with the 2020 UK singer James Newman, a look at what could have been, and some classic Eurovision performances as picked by the BBC. So, place your bets on which non-UK acts are going to be shown. I think we're going to get Verka, Lordi, and the Burnovsky Babushki, and that's probably going to be about it, unless Mance has a contractually agreed you have to show Heroes with the BBC. Well, in terms of content on EAC Insight, we're still a bit up in the air, as we were last week. But don't worry, Jukebox Jury is going to be coming along, and we're having a look at plans and seeing what we can do over the next couple of weeks and months. EAC Buzz continues to go over, bringing you all the headlines and news from around the Eurovision community on Twitter, www.twitter.com/ESCBuzz. We're still going out of the podcast radio, so if you're listening to this on DAB over London and in Southeast England, hello! Come and visit us at escinsight.com. If you listen to us in the podcast radio showcases a whole bundle of independent podcasts from the UK and around the world, sends it out on radio. You can listen to it in London if you're on DAB+, or you can listen to it online at thepodcastradio.co.uk. Tell them Ewan sent you. What else? Newsletters still... you can still sign up for that as well. We've put the last of the Melody Festival Violin podcast up on our Patreon page. It got lost and everything in all the mix. And looking forward to the next 7 days in the wider world. There's lots of stuff going on. As I said, there's lots of creativity. There's lots of people putting shows together. Well, hopefully the Buzzbot is going to pick them all up on the twitter.com/escbuzz. But two, we do want to stress to you. The first one is this Saturday, the 28th of March. Twitter.com/Eurovision again. This is Rob Hawley's project, where he announces a Eurovision year about 15 minutes before 8 p.m. GMT, and then everybody gets it lined up on YouTube and presses start it on the dot at 8 p.m. and we get a synchronized watch of a whatever year Rob decides to choose. The only difference, we just had Malmo 2013, which is said got right up there in the hashtag charts. What year I have no idea. Rob will tell us at 7:45 p.m. but there is one difference this week. Ellie Chalkley of the Parish has put together a little package so everybody on Eurovision again can cast their votes again, so we can find another public vote winner of whatever year we choose to watch again. There we go. Now, did I say again enough times in there to win the raffle? I think I did. And also Friday the 3rd of April, mentioned earlier, Eurovision.tv's first Eurovision home concert with Ryan O'Shaughnessy, bringing you the songs that you voted for and some of his favourites as well. Oh, there we go. That's Eurovision this week. Curious week, challenging week, and a creative week as well. Wherever you are, stay safe, be kind. Ta-ra for now. Here are the guitars. The ESC Insight News podcast this week was written and hosted by Ewan Spence. www.escinsight.com.